And welcome into the Monday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Let me start with an apology, okay? I'm going to start with an apology to Jordan Franklin, Ben in Cumberland City, Andy Ben, and really the city of Nashville. I picked the Titans all week last week, said they were going to win, pretty confident about it. And then they rolled out there yesterday. And what was it, the third play from scrimmage where Cam Ward threw a pick six?
That it was.
That's when I thought they might be in some trouble. And it turns out they were in big-time trouble yesterday against the Colts. So, joke's on me. I deserve all the ridicule I'm going to get today for picking the Tennessee Titans to take down the Indianapolis Colts last week, Joe.
Well, I think that's good accountability on your part, but I want to follow that up with a question.
Okay.
And I think it would be the question that they would ask you, which is, okay, you were wrong about this pick. You tried to inspire the Titans.
I did.
It did not work.
Somebody has
they
to.
They are beyond help.
Yeah.
But do you now think the Colts are good? Are you willing to say the Indianapolis Colts are a good football team at this point, as they are 3-0 and alone in first in the AFC North? All right. Oh my God! I just said the AFC North.
We're the South.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked pretty darn good through 3 weeks. I mean, the problem, the mental hurdle I'm having a tough time getting over with them is Daniel Jones is their quarterback, and I've seen years of Daniel Jones play quarterback, and it's not good. So
is he that new guy?
Is he the new reclamation guy? He looks like it so far. Like it's been 3 weeks of pretty high level football from him. So yeah, they look pretty good. And by the way, you know, they're 3-0, first place in the AFC South. Texans lost to the Jags yesterday, which means they're 0-3, right next to the Titans. So I, you know, is this going to be some two horse race between the Colts and Jacksonville all season long in the AFC South? Did not see that one coming.
No, either did I. And I think it's really nice that we can talk about something else but what an absolute bleep show the Titans are, which we will
delve into here
for an entire show.
Well, how are you? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah,
that's
thanks.
Good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Even after watching that game yesterday, you doing fine?
Yeah, I mean, it's in all seriousness – and we talked some about this last week, but, I mean, September 22nd and the season's over.
Yeah.
It's very depressing. But you know what? We have the Vols. We have Vanderbilt. We have, as someone on the text line said, we have the Preds.
Preds look great in preseason.
And, yeah. How about that? Forsberg, lighten it up.
Way to go, boys.
And we also have Cam Ward. Io Manor, I like him. So, I mean, there's two rookies I like.
Yeah.
And then everything else is what it is, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. Ian Safar, how we doing? What's going on?
Doing great,
How's
thanks.
Life?
It's doing good. Not a great week for me in football, though. Titans good.
About time.
I know.
Yeah,
the house is going to get you at some point, man.
Yep. Ooh. So, picks not so great this week. Fantasy not so great this week. Ugh. Titans not so great this week. Not a great week in football, but we're doing great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Please, no one bring up the Detroit Tigers. By the way,
what happened?
I don't want to talk about it. They're going to absolutely blow it. They haven't won since.
They lost all three this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
They got swept and they blew. They absolutely blew it to the. It's insane.
Oh boy.
It's insanity. I'm sorry. Oh, why did I even bring it up?
Yeah, I hadn't paid attention, so I probably wouldn't have asked.
Everything's
not
even worse
up,
now.
As Predemption brings up on the YouTube chat, what a Monday is going to be. Titans fans going to be miserable. Joe's Tigers. Robbie's Packers. I mean, we've had a heck of – you just said everything
real
went
nice
bad
job.
For you this weekend. I mean, my goodness.
Real nice job yesterday, LaFleur.
Browns, huh?
Great. Yeah, it was really
that?
Good stuff.
Schwartzy.
Taking
Love, it to him.
Looked like he never played quarterback for. Awesome. Good stuff. All right, we got a lot to get into on the Titans front today. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you're related to Brian Callahan, you probably don't want to listen to this show. This is not going to be a very good show for you, if that's the case. We got a lot to get into on the Callahan front. We're going to get into Joe, I guess what feels like is turning into a weekly tradition at this point, which is discussing some end-of-the-half gaffe that Brian Callahan is responsible for, and we're going to get into that coming up here in a few minutes because, you know, between the first 3 weeks of the season, boy, have we had some to choose from already, a season's worth, maybe an NFL coach's career's worth to choose from for the first 3 weeks of this season. So we will get into that throughout the show. But I want to start with this because I think this kind of tells you just about everything you need to know about where the Tennessee Titans are right now. And shout out to our friend Jeremy K. Gover, who was at the game yesterday and after the game went to the Indianapolis locker room and hung around in there, and he got a one-on-one at the end with Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman. And this is what Michael Pittman had to say about the Titans, about his view of kind of their approach of the game, and when he noticed that the Titans may be in a little bit of trouble in yesterday's game.
When you hear the crowd turn on the home team like that, just in general, not necessarily here specifically, mm-hmm. is there a blood in the water type mentality for you guys? I mean, every team, every coach, they're all looking for any kind of advantage they can get. I would think that'd be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of seen it on the pregame intros. They kind of looked a little sluggish. They're kind of walking around. Nobody was really bouncing. And right then and there, like, we all sat there and we're like, they don't want to play today. And I think that's how we found our edge today, is just mentally we thought that we wanted to play more than they did.
So, Joe, that was Michael Pittman of the Colts yesterday, who was talking about the Titans, said they were looking around at pregame warmups, didn't detect much energy. And he said the Colts looked at each other and said, they don't want to play today. Let's go out there and get them. Look, there's a lot wrong with this team, and we're going to get into the different levels of what all I believe is wrong with this team coming up. But if that doesn't kind of sum things up right there, I don't really know. Like, it's week three of the season, and you got the opposition saying, yeah, we kind of looked like we looked at them and figured they didn't much want to play today, and it looked like it on the field.
Yeah, it's a damning quote. Sometimes I think quotes like that, it's like I always go, okay, so is this someone who just like talks trash sort of like randomly and just takes shots after a win and would just say something like that to say it? But it didn't seem like that. It just seemed like it was, just Gover asked him the question. He kind of said, yeah. I mean, I believed him when he said it, that they said that to each other.
Yeah, me too.
You know? So, does that mean – I mean, I think that the Titans are – I think it probably speaks to – then you watch a football game, and if you want to go back and watch the film and see how many times guys took knees to the head and, and tried, like we exaggerate the whole, they didn't play, they had no – they just quit, they just gave up. No, but I think they lack energy and bounce because they're bad, and they know they're bad, and they have no confidence that they can beat anybody, and so I think that's probably what it is. Let's just throw that on the pile of things about this team that are just very discouraging and disheartening.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm with you from the standpoint of I didn't watch the game yesterday and think to myself, well, these guys have just totally phoned it in out there.
Like, right. They're just bad.
They're bad. But I do think, like, one of the things we talked about in this whole discussion of, like, how much they've lost, and you've got a head coach that is now 3-17 in 20 games, there's got to be almost zero belief in that room. Zero. I mean, it's like, well, you're 0-2 heading into yesterday's game. You've lost by double digits again against the Rams. I went through some of the numbers last week of how often they've done that. Of their 16 losses heading into that under Callahan, 8 had been by double digits. Well, you can chuck another one on that list yesterday. 9 of the 17 have been by double digits. And they just look like a team that is without hope. Like, there's no hope with this group right now. And we're going to get into this a little bit later as well, but you got a number one overall pick at quarterback. They've had 2 weeks in a row at home, and nobody's been to the game. Like, there's no one at the game. I mean, the first week, they were talking about tickets distributed, and I think it was like 59,069 or something like that. And that was their first home game with the number one overall pick at quarterback. And yesterday was worse. Like, the crowd was awful yesterday, and that's where they're at.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for, and we'll get into this, 'cause there's a lot of layers to this whole thing too, but I feel bad for our friend Mike Keith.
Yeah,
who, whatever. Like, when it comes down to it, he's in the Titans Ring of Honor. It's an amazing honor. I mean, he totally deserves it, and that's fantastic. But he has to like come out on the field as the people who are there are booing Brian Callahan to the point where, and I saw several people who covered the game say this, they have not heard that kind of booing, you know, for, I mean, as Gentry wrote in the Tennessean, like, other than like angrily booing calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Like booing a
at
Titan,
a specific person.
Yeah, has not been this intense. And so that's what Mike Keith has to walk out to before Burke Nyhill introduces
yeah.
him. So,
yeah. A lot of stuff in there.
But he's in the Ring of Honor.
He's in the Ring of Honor. So we, that's a highlight from yesterday.
Yeah. There you go. See? It's not all bad.
That was a highlight from yesterday. Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Dustin in Hopkinsville. Dustin, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Thank y'all. I've been saying it since last year. Brian Callahan is just not the dude. You can just tell his demeanor. He's too soft. The problems he had with the media, you know, talking about him, the way he ran the team, what was he was doing during the summer, some point system and whatnot. Dude, just go coach men. And go stop spending money. I mean, you got to – I'm excited, to be honest, because of Borgonzi. And these rookies, there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just got to get rid of Callahan, and then Amy's got to sit on her hands and just let Borgonzi run this team, because DK, Io Manor, look, I was totally against Cam Ward, but I'm the type person, dude. I call it the way I see it when I see it, and I was wrong. Cam Ward is that dude, and we have a franchise quarterback now, and – all she has to do is get out of the way. Looks like Borgonzi can pick some more dudes. To hit on as many players as he has this year, I feel like we've made up a little bit for what was done in the past 3 or 4 years. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate it. So we're going to get into the Brian Callahan part of this coming up next. Yesterday for me was enough to warrant a conversation that I didn't think I'd be having this early into a season. And we will get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Ready for it.
Yeah, Hecker has 16 completions.
Play game. Oh, on the man. Offense, that's a 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
That's terrible. And I know it's still within his range, but you're making life a little harder now, aren't you?
It's absolutely unacceptable. The fans are booing, and they should be. I don't know what happened. Hecker, the holder, was trying to get them to reset the play clock. But we just went Colts timeout, Titans delay a game on a field goal attempt. That might be a first.
They may have had the wrong football out on the field. This is going to be the longest. This could be the longest field goal in Titans history. It's a 62-yarder from the near hash mark. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on its way, and it was deflected. It's going to be off to the left. It was deflected by Grover Stewart, who got his hand up. And the fans are not going to be happy about this.
And now the Colts get the ball where they missed it.
That's how it went down for the Titans yesterday. That was the NFL on CBS on the call there. Joe, it feels like it's turning into a weekly tradition about some end of half inexplicable gaffe from Brian Callahan and the coaching staff. So we all remember a couple of weeks ago against the Broncos where they had the ball in their own 7 and then decided, you know, it was time to drop back to pass like you were John Elway back there and see if you could drive down the field when you hadn't driven down the field the whole day. So good stuff there. It did not work out well for the Titans, and they end up surrendering a touchdown to Denver right before the half there. And then yesterday, Joe, they got the ball. They called 5 consecutive running plays, which kind of showed you, I guess, that they were trying to play for the field goal there, which I have a problem with to start with.
Yes, that's another layer to this.
That's an important layer to start. So you're conservative as all get out, running the ball 5 plays in a row to set up the 4th and 1. And then the Indianapolis Colts kind of bail you out, like they call a timeout. So you've got the timeout. Apparently that wasn't good enough, so then you call a timeout. And then after all that, Joe, after a timeout by the Colts, a timeout by the Titans still have their offense out on the field. And then I guess halfway through that decide that, oh, wait, we actually do want to kick the field goal and try this 56-yarder or 57-yarder, whatever it was, with Joey Sly. So let's get the field goal team out there. And by the time they get the field goal team out there and try to get set up, the play clock's running down, and both teams have just called the timeout, so neither one of them can do it anymore, and they take a delay of game penalty, move the kick back 5 yards, and then, of course, Joey Sly misses the kick. The Colts go down and kick one. And I saw you tweet this yesterday, and I read it and out loud said, yes, Joe, you're right. I don't know that coaching malpractice is enough to even describe that from what we saw from Brian Callahan yesterday. And look, he got off the sideline. Like he did the interview at halftime with CBS, and he started talking about the K-ball, and they couldn't get the K-ball in quickly enough, and that's why the play clock ran down. And I have no idea what happened with the K-ball and if the guy was standing where he was supposed to be and the ref didn't take the right ball or what happened on the play. I know this. I don't care. You had two timeouts and still could not decide after those two timeouts if you wanted to kick a field goal or leave your offense on the field 4th and 1. It was total indecisiveness from an NFL head coach. And it's yet another example. I mean, we're 3 weeks into a season, and I'm not even talking about last year that had its own just total disaster of a 3-14 football team. We're 3 weeks into a season, and your head coach has totally jumbled halftime before the Denver game, didn't know the freaking rule in that game on a challenge, and now did whatever in the heck he just did yesterday before the half that was just a total disaster that you do not see happen in the National Football League. Brian Callahan is awful, okay? I've seen enough. I don't know what more you need to see. If a guy screams at you and tells you by his actions that he's a terrible football coach for 20 games, at some point you got to turn around and say, yep, I believe you. You're pretty bad. And that's where I'm at with Brian Callahan.
And before we continue, because this obviously we'll be talking about this a lot today, this week, this month, this year, however long. Yeah, here's a tweet from Nick Wright. Just to make it clear, this isn't just people here complaining about Brian Callahan. This is what he posted on X. Quote, Brian Callahan might be worse at in-game coaching / game management than any NFL coach I've ever seen. It's truly remarkable to behold every week, end quote. This is the league now noticing. The Titans are hard to notice sometimes. A lot of times people forget that they exist around this league. Brian Callahan has changed that. He has put them on the map with some of these unbelievable instances of coaching malpractice. I mean, he's a nice Ken Whisenhunt. He's the Titans' nice Ken Whisenhunt. So I've come up with three possible nicknames here, which I know is very important for us to get into. Whiz Kid. What do we think? Whiz Kid? Is he the Whiz Kid?
It's not bad.
I got Cheese Whiz and Nice Whiz too, but I think Whiz Kid is the way to go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, he is. This is the Ken Whisenhunt era, except everybody doesn't hate
nobody
the coach.
Nobody beats him, right? The Whiz. Nobody beats the Whiz.
Nobody beats the Whiz.
It's the Ken Whisenhunt era, except that everybody doesn't hate the coach, you know?
Yep.
And so he's a nice guy. Here's the thing about it. I think yesterday, as bad as it was, I'm also like, so he has to just be in his own head so bad right now. And again, he had an entire season before this, and I didn't see this. I was trying to think, like, am I forgetting something from last year that was like, there was the thing where, like, the fans booed and they were going to go, or they were going to kick and they went. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's that. But, like, there wasn't some, like, oh, my God, he doesn't know the rules or he doesn't know how to do basic game operation stuff. That was not a thing last year. And so what – he has completely, like, accelerated all these things that I really didn't think we'd be talking about when it comes to his job and everything. But now it just seems like an inevitability. It's just a matter of, you know, it's just a matter of, like, what makes sense, you know, to actually do something in season or let it play out and do it then. But it's just, I mean, if you're ownership, if you're front office, you look at this stuff and it's just like the whole, all of it. That is the thing about him we'll focus on. But then everything else, too. Just the awfulness of the team. They are not – he is not getting the most out of this team. I mean, yesterday, you know, the missed tackles, the terrible angles, they were awful on defense.
Yeah.
That, we'll forget about that because of these things. But look at the whole product. He's just doing a terrible job. And I just – but this thing, this whole sequence is just mind-boggling to me because it's like that should never happen. And I just – you're watching it. It really is like watching a slow motion car crash.
If I you know, I've heard fans screaming about him being fired. Obviously, after the first week, you know, and not knowing the rules and all that stuff, I knew we were going to get it. I've always thought, well, it's the NFL. What good does it do to really fire somebody in season, much less this early into a season? Right? You just don't see it happen in the NFL. I'll say this, though. Like, it's been bad enough through the first 3 weeks, and some of the in-game stuff that he's done has been so off the wall. I think if you're the Tennessee Titans, yesterday after the game and even into the day, you need to be having a serious conversation about firing Brian Callahan. I'm sorry. You do. And people would say, well, what good would that do? I'll tell you what good it may do. This guy, I'm starting to wonder – about your franchise quarterback, how much harm's going to be done to him being around this guy? That's what I'm wondering. Like, look, the guy's an awful coach. He's awful. He's 3-17. He's making some decisions and allowing things to happen out there that, regardless of the talent level, which we all know is bad with this team, cannot and should not be happening with NFL football teams. Like, he has made some all-time blunders out there through the first 3 weeks of this season. And I understand that if you fired him right now, it's not like you're going out and doing a coaching search and bringing in, you know, somebody else from the outside. Like, you're talking about probably Bones Fossil or Denard Wilson being the interim head coach or Mike McCoy for the rest of the year. So I understand the thought process of what good does that really do. But, like, if I'm the Titans – and if I'm Borgonzi and Brinker watching what's going on through the first 3 weeks, I'm like, this guy is an at – like, we got to get him out of here. Like, it's bad. It's that bad.
Yeah. Well, then that, and that's – I don't disagree with any of that. I also – but you also look at how stupid do we look for keeping him, and now we're gonna bounce him in three games?
You know? I hear you, but –
I mean, I think the Cam Ward part, and look, as bad as he is blundering these games on the sideline, is he good working with Cam Ward? Does Cam Ward look good? Is there development? Are there plays that were, you know, I mean, if you just compartmentalize that and isolate it, that's how he keeps the job through the year, or I guess longer. I'll be surprised if they do something real soon, but
he's getting fired.
I think
it's an inevitability. He's getting fired. Like, this idea that, well, we'll just see how it goes all year and then we'll see what Ward looks like. I don't see any way he's not getting fired at the end of the year.
It's hard for me. I mean, unless the team somehow gets good, right?
We're a long way from that.
Yeah, we're a long way from that. So, I agree. I think it's an inevitability. It's just, I mean, basically it comes down to the question that you brought up, which is, okay, so is there anything good happening with Cam Ward individually as a player or not?
Well, and do you get Brian Callahan any credit for that? Like, I don't know. You tell me. Have you watched Cam Ward through three weeks and thought, okay, Callahan, yeah, he's bringing Ward along pretty well?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I see talent. I see a guy who, you know, I see some plays that are good that, you know, get him in some good situations. So, I guess I don't see either thing, obviously. Clearly, he's screwing the kid up. Oh, my God. No, right? What he's screwing up is being a CEO of the football team, which is why I think his dismissal is an inevitability. It's just a matter of when.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We will get to your thoughts on our phone line, our text line coming up next. Plus, something that I've heard from people that talk about this team that I think yesterday you can just go ahead and put to bed. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game, taking your thoughts on yet another Tennessee Titans loss, this time to the Colts yesterday. Titans fall to 0-3. Some special stuff from Brian Callahan in yesterday's game, taking your thoughts on that as well. Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Ryan to the program. Ryan, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, I don't know if either of you guys watched the TV broadcast, but Ross Tucker was spot on the analysis, especially in the fourth quarter. There was 11 minutes to go, and there was no sense of urgency from Brian Callahan to go no huddle and push the ball down the field. I mean, he was calling Brian Callahan out left and right on the broadcast, and he's like, it's malpractice.
Yeah.
Thank so you. Did y'all watch the broadcast?
Yeah. We saw it. Thank you, Ryan, for the call.
And you know, these announcers, and I think Tucker does a good job, but for the most part, like, they're coach friendly. They're hesitant to really rip, I think, especially a coach. You know, the coaches are who they deal with every week when they come in and do the prep. And so, yeah, a couple times he was just like, this is – and I agree, it was bizarre. They actually got some rhythm going with the no huddle. And then they start just – and it's like, what are you doing here? Like, if you want to try to come back in this game and not just make it look okay. I mean, it was actually kind of like – almost like Kurt Cignetti, who, by the way, boy – What a nice performance by Brett Bielema. But, you know, last year against Notre Dame where it's like, so does he just want to, like, avoid more of a blowout here? Is he trying to, like, it was weird. I do want to go back to the sequence real quick because you know, you mentioned five straight running plays. I think they handled this exactly how you should handle it to a point, right? So you got Pollard for 8, Pollard for 3 and a first down. You got a 2-minute warning. You're at the Indy 48. Pollard up the middle for 6. Fine. Bring it down to 1:26 in your next snap. Then he gets 2. Okay? So now you're under 1 minute. You're 3rd and 2 at the 40. Again, you're trying to – like, you don't want them to get the ball back in case you get an incompletion, you get a sack or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, you're going to flip it. I think you're fine there. Then you run him for a yard. You know, you want to get the first down. I think at that point, You should have been thinking, okay, so how about a touchdown?
Yes.
You get to the Indy 42 or whatever. Okay, how about a touchdown? Even if it's, you know, take a shot in the end zone, but just, you know, take a get someone, you know, get you're someone on a cross. Go ahead and go. Now is time. You know, you can be aggressive and try to really get in there. And then they're on their heels. And now we're not thinking anymore about them getting the ball back. It's just about you have a sure thing field goal, but you also can try to take shots in the end zone. But they go for 2. Now they're 3rd and 2. They go for 1, and you get the 4th down, and then all the stuff completely fell apart. So I think the at some point there, and I guess I know he would call this a hindsight.
Yeah. Hindsight. We're going to get into that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like just using your eyesight and saying, what are you doing? But, you know, I liked what they were doing. It made sense. But then it's like, okay, you can – like, the long field goal is not best-case scenario for you. A touchdown is – like, you're down 17-6. A touchdown is, like, what you need. You need to score touchdowns, win the game.
Yeah.
And that's where it started to come off, and then it completely, of course, just came off the rails. And, I mean, that was just – that whole thing, then, it really was one of the worst things I've seen operationally. Ed in the text line bringing up Nathaniel Hackett and this coaching book. And
yeah,
there are shades of Nathaniel Hackett here right now with Brian Callahan.
This was what Brian Callahan had to say in the post game yesterday about what exactly was going on when they were trying to figure out whether or not to go for it on that 4th and 1.
The delay game before halftime.
Yeah, we went back. I was going back and forth, but we were talking about going for it or kicking it, and that's a kick that Sly's made and a chance to make it a 17-9 game in that moment. You know, it's a hindsight thing. If you go for it and get it, great. If you go for it and don't, you know, then you're in the same spot. And thought we had a chance to get points there. You know, Sly's been really reliable from deep. He's a bit of a weapon for us, and he's been that way thus far in the season. And then we went to kick it, and they were waiting for some operational things to uncover and, you know, just like to go faster. It obviously had no intention to take a delay game there. Didn't want that to happen. Obviously looks really bad at the end of the day, and that was not not the intention to do that. So wanted to be able to kick it.
So that was the explanation that Brian Callahan gave after the game. You know, you brought up hindsight there, which, again, is like he's got to stop doing that. This hindsight, you talked about that in the Denver game, too. Like, well, it didn't work. So, like, no, dude, you're an idiot. Stop making play calls there on your own 7-yard line.
I don't need to see the outcome. Yeah. Don't do what you're about to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
Yeah, it's not hindsight.
Don't do it.
Well, and again, it's not hindsight, Brian, to have a Colts timeout, a Titans timeout, and to expect that maybe the NFL head coach knows what he's doing coming out of the tight end. It doesn't change his mind halfway through at that point. Like, it's that explanation. I've been telling you, man, it's as bad as I've seen. It's as bad as I've seen at the NFL level. And that's where they're at right now with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got two. And here's another thing that happens because of this. So he has brought so much attention on himself, which I didn't expect at all. I didn't expect him to be good. Thought this season would be about Cam Ward, and then you base it on that, right? Like, they're not going to be good. You just don't want complete coaching disasters, which is what's happened. And so then what happens because of that is, like, again, look at yesterday. We mentioned Mike Keith gets honored at halftime. And, I mean, it is just because of Brian Callahan. It is so nasty and contentious and booing. Like, would the fans have been booing if they just were, like, down 17-6? Maybe a little bit, some smattering of boos because they're down 17-6 and their coach is kicking their butt. But instead, it's just this focused, just anger at him and by extension, at her, Amy Adams Strong, because she comes on the field to honor Mike Keith. Like, he has made it way more contentious and nasty and everything than it should be at this point. 0-3 is not shocking.
No.
But it's how you've gotten there and what things you've done or not done as a coach to get there.
Well, let me say this too, because I've heard this, and look, we've talked about this to a degree. Everybody knows the Titans roster sucks, okay? Like, we all know this. It's not a good roster, and to your point, 0-3 is really not all that surprising. You know, I had them beating the Colts. They didn't beat the Colts. I have no idea when they're going to get a win. They may not get a win. I have no idea. But we all know their roster sucks. But their roster's not this bad, okay? And if you think it is, like, I don't think you've watched the NFL very closely. Like, they have a bad roster. They do not have a bad enough roster where they're not competitive at all. Like, they should be more competitive than they are. And I'm not saying they should be 2-1. I'm not even saying they should have won a game. But they should not be this bad. And that's a reflection of the coaching. I'm sorry. It is.
Well, and Indy Ben, by the way, he's making sure to get at you. Good job, Indy Ben.
I deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Colts fans might look at yesterday and say, I'm telling you, like, we got a squad. And maybe they do. I mean, the Titans did just play the Rams, who I do believe are really good. The Rams should have won at Philly yesterday. I mean, they blew that in so many ways. But that's a legit, really good football team. And the Titans were competitive with them. And I feel like somewhere along the way here.
For a little bit.
But to your point, like, they have guys that you can go out there and hang with people. But then we have the Pittman conversation about, you know, seeing no bounce in energy.
Yeah.
And the overall, to me, the defensive performance yesterday will get not as much attention because Callahan has taken it all for himself. But it was bad.
It was awful.
Tackling. Yeah. Like, bad angles, weak tackling. And it's like, it just feels like they're broken already.
Yeah.
So, that has to go. I mean, that has to go to the coach. Has to.
Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Wes to the program. Wes, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
What's up, guys? Appreciate you taking my call. Kind of two things, but one, piggybacking on what you just kind of talked about. Last year, I find myself just wanting the Titans to be the Panthers at some point with a young quarterback, new coach, and now I'm already finding that way again, where at least every few weeks they're competitive, they win. You see a coach who knows what he's doing, at least offensively, and they get a division win yesterday. And then two, I'm just kind of over the wide receiver conversation starting each year with falling for Traylon Burks and now Calvin Ridley. There's no receivers that are going to come in here and do something, and I believe it when I see it. Thanks.
Thanks, Wes. Appreciate the call. We'll have more of your Titans thoughts to get to 615-737-1025, our phone number. And more on this roster conversation that we just talked about as well, because it's driving me nuts. We'll have more on that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on the Titans. They fall to 0-3 after the loss to the Indianapolis Colts yesterday. Discussing Brian Callahan and the job that he's done through the first three games of this season has not been very good. Your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025. 102.5. Joe, I said it earlier. Like, it's been bad enough with Brian Callahan that I think if you're the Titans brass today, you're sitting around thinking, oh my goodness, like, do we need to have a conversation about firing the coach? Like, that's how bad it is through 3 weeks with some of the decisions that he's made. I want to read you something from TennesseeTitans.com and our good friend Jimmy Wyatt. Okay.
Okay.
He does his six things that stood out after all these games, right? So this is his number one thing after the game yesterday. Subhead, end of the first half. Quote, if you're looking for someone to rip the head coach or to question everything that's wrong with this 0-3 football team, then the team website isn't the place that you're going to find it. But I was sitting in my press box seat on the 50-yard line for Sunday's game, so I plainly saw what happened at the end of the first half, and I'd be lying if I said it was anything but a mess. The Titans down 17-6 at the time seemed content with going into halftime with a long field goal attempt, but they botched that by being indecisive, which ultimately resulted in a timeout, a delay of game, and then a missed field goal. If I'm doing a six things that stood out from the game, it would be irresponsible not to mention this sequence because it's impossible to ignore. Making matters worse, the Colts got the ball, quickly got in position, get a field goal of their own. It was the low light of the bad day. That's on the team website.
Dang!
Yeah. Oh, if you're looking for somebody to rip the coach, I'm not going to do that, but I saw it. I saw what happened.
But let's talk about what happened there. Yeah. Whew. My goodness. Brian Callahan. It is it's ugly. I got Adam from Portland here saying is he going on strike unless they fire him today? Is that what Adam is saying here? I can't keep up with the texts or the messages today. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Trying our best here. They're coming fast and furious. But to that point, you know, end of the day, like realistically, do you think that Brian Callahan might be fired today?
No, I don't think he's going to get fired today. Would it totally surprise me if he did? No. That's where I'm at with it. Like, it's been that bad. Like, I think I have no idea. You know, this is going to fall into the no-duh category. You know, there was all this noise about, you know, the Titans gave consideration to firing Brian Callahan at the end of last year. And I was like, well, yeah, they were 3-14, and they just fired the general manager. I would hope that they gave some consideration to firing the head coach and starting all over.
New GM, you're about to draft a quarterback. You consider it, of course. Everybody would.
But they didn't do it, and they decided to bring him back. But it has been egregious through three games. And again, I understand that the roster is bad. Nobody's expecting the Titans to go make the playoffs. But I think some people are acting like this is like the worst roster in the history of the NFL. And it's not. It's not even the worst roster in the history of the Titans. Like, the Wisenhunt teams had a worse roster than this. And we all know how bad the Wisenhunt run was. But this group should be more competitive than this. They should be more competitive than this. Even if they're not winning, they should be more competitive than this. It is a horrifically coached football team. Horrifically. And to argue otherwise, to me, is just intellectual dishonesty if you're doing that out there.
Yeah, and again, I think that we talk about what players, you know, the whole playing for a coach, that's all a bunch of overblown, you know, it's just not, that's not reality. But if your player's on a team, you want your coach to be competent. And so we talked about this after the first week, but now I think especially at this point, guys in that locker room have to be – they should be mad at him. They should be pissed off, just like the fans are, you know? The guys in that locker room are sitting there watching their coach make it harder for them to win. Now, they weren't close to winning yesterday.
No.
But I think that may all kind of go together a little bit, you know? And then you wonder if – because that's where, to me, like, I don't think he'll be fired today. I mean, I'd put it at like 95.
I don't think he's going to either, but I it's a conversation.
I think now I'm more open to. I never really bought that it would even be in season. Now I think it's certainly on the table. But again, I think it's a few weeks down the road if it keeps going like this. But if it's like, and again, let's say he never has more of these blunders. I mean, it's hard to do. It's hard to, like, do operational stuff that the entire league looks at and says, what the hell? We were getting texts from Charles yesterday. It's like, yeah. What is happening?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, let's say he can avoid that. Right now, he's 2-for-3.
You know, 67% of games, he's doing something that, like, takes all the attention from everything else. It's so bad. But even if that doesn't happen, if that team that we saw yesterday, again, I'm looking at the defense, and I'm saying they were bad. They were bad. And they looked competitive to me in the first 2 weeks, right? They looked stout. They got flaws and all that, but, like, okay, they can keep you in games. If that continues, then at some point I think you do, again, lost the team. Sorry, as I punch the mic. I don't know. That's not really what it is. But having no belief in him and having no belief that you can be successful, I think that's a real thing. And at some point it may just have to – the change may have to be made because the negativity is – look at where it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, the next time that guy steps out on that field, I mean, these fans are fed up. And I don't blame them at all.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jared in Spring Hill to the program. Jared, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. I want to highlight a point that you talked about the conflict of bringing him back and whether or not one person besides Brinker, Borgonzi, if there's a divide or whatever. I expect that to really get ramped up after this week. I'm interested to see how that goes because just as, you know, kindling on the fire here. Also, too, if I am the Titans trading anybody, all right, Simmons, he can go. Ridley, look, he can go, too. But I don't know what you're going to be able to get out of him. But history has proven that if the Titans player leaves here, he goes somewhere else, he's going to produce. So I'm doing anything that I can to just wave the white flag, admit some wrong, because Brinker and Borgonzi had to foresee this at some point. Anyways, I got to go. Tighten up.
Thank you, Jared. Did they foresee this? I think by the comments that Brinker and Borgonzi had before the season, they knew it was probably going to be a rough year, right? Like, they knew that they weren't going to win a whole lot of games. I would be hard-pressed to believe that they foresaw this. Like, if they foresaw this, then the coach wouldn't be here.
Again,
yeah, like,
he did not have this crap last year. They were bad. There are fair questions. The offense, like, why did Bill Callahan make more of a difference, et cetera, et cetera. He didn't have any of this stuff in 17 games last year. So, no, I don't think that they said, do you think that our coach will be the laughingstock of the league after 3 weeks? I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, it's possible. No, I think they're shocked, just like everybody else. And, again, I'm shocked because it's like, clock stuff, you know, some of those little nuances that are very important. I never thought that that was a problem for him. Even play call, whatever. It's just like, you know, is he good enough? Now it's like, how bad is he?
Yeah.
That's how the conversation is flipped.
Yeah.
I think they're shocked.
Let's head back to our phone line. Welcome in Mark in Nashville to the program. Mark, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie? Joe, good morning,
y'all. What's up, Mark?
Got a couple of things to say. Why are you shocked, Joe? Bad roster. They had a coach that never called plays. The previous caller, Wes, said that, you know, he was talking about Canales over there at Carolina. But, Joe, Canales was a true offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay Bucs. And he was a quarterback coach before that. So, yeah, he had called plays and whatever, whatnot. So that's why Carolina's having success.
But I'm shocked. I'm shocked that he's making these mistakes. That has nothing to do with whether you called plays before or not. Like, he's making mistakes that are like
basic
all-time gaffes.
Yeah,
that's shocking to me.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I mean, yesterday Pittman had a good game. Taylor went for 102 yards. The defense got gassed. Jones went over 200 yards passing. Joe, you know, Snead had a crucial play where he was in the neutral zone and caused him a penalty. Yesterday, Joe, I saw a team number one that quit. They quit yesterday. I'm just gonna call it like I see it. They flat out quit. I mean, what was Callahan doing in the fourth quarter, Joe and Robbie? Can you explain that to me?
No, I can't.
You should have been running no huddle. You should have been running a little no huddle. You sit there and was having long drives and taking time off the clock when you were down by 21. I mean, come on, Callahan. You made yourself look bad. You needed points on the board. You didn't need that right there. You didn't need to be going 7-8 minutes on drive when you're down by 21. And like I said, I just see a team that flat out quit. I've tried to take up for Callahan, but he's making himself look worse and worse every week, Joe. And yesterday I saw a team, like I said, I'm going to say it again, Nashville. the Titans quit yesterday, and the fans know it because that's why they was in the stands going off the way they were going. That team flat out quit.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a good day, man.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark, bring it. We'll continue to take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. David, hang with us. We'll get to you coming up next. Take your thoughts on the Titans' loss to the Colts, 41-20 yesterday at Nissan Stadium. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025 The Game.